KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
EFF leader Julius Malema has held former deputy Floyd Shivambu responsible for the party's poor performance in KZN during the May elections. The Red Berets secured 2.5% of the votes in the province, while Jacob Zuma's MK party dominated with almost 46%. Shivambu was deployed to KZN ahead of the elections, but Malema now accuses him of failing in his duties. While Malema previously linked the EFF's decline to the rise of the MK party, he shifted the blame to Shivambu during his address at the Gauteng Provincial General Assembly yesterday.
We are even big time by saying that the person who was deployed to KZN for election was divorced from reality in KZN. It may even be true and more worrying that he was aware of the damage to come in KZN and kept quiet, because he had already chosen to betray this movement.
An expert believes the recent spike in food poisoning cases could be linked to a waste management crisis in the country. More than 800 incidents involving children have been picked up since September, with 22 deaths reported. Most cases involve children eating snacks from spaza shops outside schools. Investigations have linked the deaths to chemicals used by vendors to control rodent infestations. Rion Pina is with the Institute of Waste Management of Southern Africa. He says oftentimes desperate attempts are made to control rat problems as a result of poor waste disposal and inadequate municipal collection services.
The focus should be on addressing the root cause, inefficient waste management systems. Communities can also play a crucial role in preventing rat infestations by practicing responsible waste disposal, by reducing littering and collaborating with local authorities. By working together, South Africa can mitigate the risks associated with poor waste management and protect public health.
Meanwhile, Shwane Metro Police have closed four establishments, including a tavern and a spaza shop, for non-compliance. A team has wrapped up enforcement operations in Pretoria North. Rescuers in Indonesia have recovered the bodies of 16 people after flash flooding in villages in Sumatra. Officials say six others are still missing. Mud, rocks and trees tumbled down a mountain following torrential rain over the weekend, and rivers burst their banks. Houses have been washed away and farms destroyed. And Ivory Coast cricketers have set a new record for the lowest total in a men's T20 international after being bowled out for just 7 runs. They fell to a 264-run defeat against Nigeria in their T20 World Cup qualifier in Lagos. Six Ivorian batters were dismissed without scoring. A recap of Ali's story: EFF leader Julius Malema has held former deputy Floyd Shivambu responsible for the party's poor performance in KZN during the May elections. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.